Jawea has just been named winner of the 2022 Conhogan Award for Leadership by the Vermont Community Foundation. Named for the longtime Vermont public policy maker, the award recognizes a community leader who has great ideas that produce measurable impact. Wea directs the Ethiopian Community Development Council's Multicultural Community Center in Brattleboro. His work involves helping refugees settle in their new Vermont community and connect with resources tied to employment and housing and education and medical care. And he joins me now. Welcome, Joe. Over the years, your career in Vermont has included several service roles, some involving outreach to folks experiencing homelessness or with mental health issues, providing access to services like housing and fuel in several Windham County towns. I'm curious what brings you to these roles and public service.
First of all, I was, growing up a beneficiary of public service, meaning people helped me out to be where I am. And after that, when I joined the Catholic Church, wanting to be a priest. So since then, I have been in public service. And it's hard to tell what really brought me, but I enjoy what I do.
And you grew up amidst a civil war in Liberia, in West Africa, and I understand you yourself were a refugee for a time. Now you work with refugees. Can I ask you about that and how that informs your work currently?
My country, Liberia, when I was growing up, plunged into a civil war, 14 years of civil conflict. And as a young man, I had to leave my home country to go to a country that I knew nothing about as a refugee. And difficult to that to, Ivory Coast speaks French. And we only knew English. So the whole language, going to another country, knowing no one, going through the UNHCR process, finding a new life in a new country. So that experience as a refugee in the Ivory Coast positioned me well to understand where refugees are coming from, some of the challenges they face with, because I faced them before, and being in a position to lead a process that would, help people transition from that refugee status to a more permanent, community member. So yes, my past experience really make me to see through from, when people arrive, what challenges I see through the may face, drawing from the experience I had as a refugee, as also drawing from the experience of someone who settled in the United States and also went through the process they're going through right now.
Yeah, knowing your own background and lived experience, is there something that you say or acknowledge when someone arrives in Vermont as a refugee? Something that lets them know that you may understand better what they're going through.
Because I went through it, sometimes you come with, a plan and an expectation that things are going to look like this, things are going to work for me this way. But the reality is different. There are a series of processes, steps you have to take to get to where you want to go. So my first advice I always give to anyone who comes in, trying to settle into the United States, be a refugee or immigrant, is take your time, have a plan, give yourself a time, work within that plan, and you will get to where you want to get to, but you have to give yourself a time.
Several hundred Afghan refugees have settled in Vermont over the last year or so. Can you talk about that resettlement effort and describe how things are going now?
I was hired last year. I started my job September 20th, and then we had our first refugees arrive the 3rd of January, 15 refugees at a time per week. So the beginning was very tough, knowing very well that we were receiving refugees in southern Vermont that for a long time has not been a refugees resettlement area before. So our infrastructures were not prepared to accommodate all of the arrivals at the time they were coming, because 15 to 16 people coming a week between January to April. But I must say the community here stepped up. Everyone in the South here stepped up, be it Bennington, be it Bedford Falls, be it Westminster, Putnam, Brattleboro, Guild, every town here stepped up. And with our incredible volunteers, the high school, the town itself, the hospital, and that collective effort has made it so possible for our refugees to be, you know, integrating and going well compared to other places that we hear about. Of the refugees that came, we have about 127 right now, as people are still coming through. But to your question, how things are now, things are settling down. Our refugees are happy. And we tell from the fact that we have a very small number of group and people that have left. And we have gained more people who came to South Vermont, came through their families and saying, look, come to Vermont. It's much better here.
State officials say that Vermont can welcome up to 500 more refugees in the next fiscal year. What challenges does that pose for your organization, like in terms of getting more people settled and helping them find resources in the community?
Yeah, so we have a projection right now of 150 for our region for fiscal year 22 and 23, and projection for Brattleboro at 100, and projection for Bennington at 50, if we get approved by the State Department. You know, the challenge is housing. As everyone knows, employers here are very, very open to receiving refugees. Communities are very open to receiving refugees. Everyone is working hard, but our challenge is housing, affordable housing. And with high competition right now, the scarce resources of housing, it makes it so incredibly difficult for new arrivals because they do not have credit history. They, you know, when they come, they have, it takes time for them to start working before they start to pay for their housing.
Well, Joe, going back to the Con Hogan Award, it comes with a cash prize of $15,000. Any plans on what you might spend that on?
Right now, the first thing is to take a vacation. after a long 9 months, I have to take a vacation first, rest for 2 weeks, and then decide next.